Yes, he's right. It's time to cut through the noise. It's time for Gruberg.
All right, we continue the conversation. Cutting through the noise, just like Bob said. I just love the fact that he gets out of bed for me and does that. Of course, he is in Florida, I think. At any rate. Continuing on now with the Steve Gruber Show and restatements. Restatements is what certain organizations like the American Law Institute do to provide readers an understanding of the law, as it is, not as the authors wished it had turned out. It's important so that, you know, judges and others could look at the law and say, oh, this is what it actually does. They may have said this, and the press release may have indicated that, but here's where we really are. Dan Backer, a founding attorney of Political.Law, a premier campaign finance political law firm in Alexandria, Virginia. Dan, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so many things to talk about here, and the question is the American Law Institute about to jump the shark with what they're restating about consumer contracts and so forth?
Well, I don't really know. I think the AOI is one of a lot of groups that lawyers and judges, we jurists, we look to for their insight and guidance. But, they're really trying to do is follow the trend of cases that are coming down. And really, if we're concerned about what the AOI is stating, we want to be looking at what the courts are ruling that get us there. Consumer protection law, political law, there's a lot of different areas where we are experiencing tremendous problems because of activist judges and overly aggressive prosecutors. All ALI does is repackage that information, unfortunately, sometimes with a little bit of a spin.
All right, fair enough. Now, I want to move to something maybe more critical, which is the conversation we continue to have about this president and the allegations of violations of law, including campaign finance law. Michael Cohen, as you know, pled guilty to campaign finance violations, though many political observers say he broke no law and said the president, by paying off a mistress or a one-night stand just to keep tawdry information out of public view, also not a crime. You know, just because he is strongly disliked, does that mean he's committed any crimes anywhere?
And I think you really hit the nail on the head on the problem here. Democrats, liberals, and aggressive anti-Trump prosecutors basically have adopted a brand new legal theory. Orange man bad. That's it. They don't like the guy, and they're going to find something on him. But in this case, there is not a campaign finance violation. It's for a very simple reason. There is no one, on the right, on the left, no one who is going to say that paying off a blackmailing prostitute is legitimate use of campaign funds. You could not do it out of your campaign account, or it would be a crime. And if it's a crime to spend campaign funds to do that, it cannot also be a crime to have not reported spending personal funds on it. It's essentially like saying, hey, he bought a Zag nut bar, and, he didn't report it. It's not a campaign expense. Now, it's tawdry, and it's unpleasant, and I think most of us don't really like the idea, but it doesn't make it a campaign finance violation. More to the point, Trump's not just a person. He's a brand. He's a huge multinational business. And that name, Trump, matters. It's the value of the brand. And like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and United and all the other corporations out there, they spend money to protect the goodwill, the name of the brand. We may not like the fact that he did this, but it's a common enough business activity to pay off people to go away. And in fact, Trump has done it with Cohen many times before.
Right. I mean, that happens every day in America, right? And it's not a crime because you're running the office to pay off a mistress. I mean, people do it all the time so that their wife doesn't find out, right? The question for me is with American media, the people of the Inquirer, if the president told them, sure, gobble up that story and bury the story on Karen McDougal, and he had knowledge of it, and he paid AMI in some fashion, would that be a violation?
No, because, again, this is the same thing that he has done for many years before. It's not the first time. It's not a unique incident. It's a pattern of conduct related to the protection of the business's intellectual property and its goodwill. So the fact that he's now running for office doesn't change that. And it's not a campaign expenditure just because people who don't like him want it to be a campaign expenditure, because it's not. It's simply not clear cut. Now, I'm one attorney. I do a lot of this, but multiple former chairmen of the Federal Election Commission have said the same thing, that just because this payment was made while he was running for office doesn't change the fact that he's a business, it's a brand, they have to do the things that they're still doing. And in fact, the Federal Election Commission once weighed in on this. There's a congressman out of Oklahoma, Mark Wayne Mullen, who runs Mark Wayne Mullen Plumbing. And when he was running for office a couple years ago, he asked the Federal Election Commission, can I still run the ads for my plumbing business? And the FEC deadlocked. They didn't tell him, no, you can't do this. And so the fact that you have your name on your business doesn't stop the business from having to operate and engage in the regular course of conduct. It's unfortunate that in Trump's instance, the regular course of conduct included this kind of payment. But the reality is, he didn't time the payment. The payment was timed by the blackmailing prostitute who decided, hey, you know, people are paying attention. I bet I can extort more money now. And what annoys me, and as a lawyer, I find this really frustrating, is that if you take an objective and dispassionate look at the facts, it doesn't need any legal definition for campaign finance, but you do have an attempt at extortion on the other side, and they're leaving that alone. And I think really that's the bigger problem, is that they're basically giving somebody who's committing blackmail a pass.
Sure. And so here, I mean, we don't have much time left, about a minute here, but great job, Dan Backer, founding attorney of Political Law, Political.law, premier campaign finance political law firm in Alexandria. Anything here that you think is there any evidence of any crime to this point in your estimation that has occurred at the hands of the president?
No, for 2 years, Mueller's been looking, different attorneys, U.S. attorneys have been looking. They haven't found any evidence related to him. There may be bad people in his orbit. There's people who've done things before and possibly during the campaign. But not one bit of it has been tied to the president himself. And I think ultimately the reason we don't have the Mueller report yet is because they're really having a hard time finding anything they can hang on the guy.
Yeah, one or two things. So it's all about Trump at any cost. I think that hasn't changed. Dan Backer, thank you for being here. Great conversation. I am sure we will talk again.
Thanks for having me.
There you have it, Dan Backer, everybody. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back.